Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tevin. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I feel mighty good this morning. I feel Jesus this morning. How about you? I'm telling you, prepare yourself. God is preparing you, but prepare yourself for something good that God has for you. And all you got to do is receive it.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Yeah.
there's somebody to get happy in here. Yeah. Yes, it was the blood. Come on, give him some praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? Put those great divine hands together and say, I know it was the blood. I know
it was the blood.
Save me.
I know it was the blood, yeah.
And it raised me.
Minister Hill, I'm here.
Oh, Lord. Minister Hill, I'm sorry. Oh, God. You know what I was
it
doing?
It is well.
I was uploading a Zach Williams song.
It is well. I've been downloading them as you've been playing them. I went and found that album.
Okay. It's
I love it.
I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good morning, Ted Lyne. I pray all is well with everybody this morning. It's a wonderful day. I love this cold weather. It just perks me up. And we look to you, Lord. We look to the Lord this morning for our life, for our health, for our strength. And we give you praise. We honor you as Lord and King. We worship our Father God as maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. And everything that therein is. And we honor him in that he yet hears the cry of his son shed blood crying out from the earth to save that those which are yet lost.
Yes.
And he is faithful to deliver daily such as should be saved. And we are sealed, the saved are sealed with the Holy Ghost. And we give you, Lord, our heart this morning. We open our heart to you. For if the heart belongs to you, everything else will fall in line.
Yes.
Lord, I ministered to a girl yesterday, and I had to tell her, you know, you hadn't come to the Lord with your whole heart yet. That's why you keep falling. You keep falling away.
Mm-hmm.
Give him your heart, and everything else will fall in line. Because, see, that's what Satan's trying to keep from him in getting you to sin. But we honor the Holy Spirit as being ever present right here with us to do the Lord's will. And Jesus, as you sit high and look low, we bless your holy name this morning.
Hallelujah.
For you are the great I am.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The prophetic act. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Praise God.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lie, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel.
There's an army rising up.
brothers and sisters, some chains gonna fall this morning. And I hope they fall the right way. But I've got to tell the truth anyhow. I'm probably gonna lose some friends because of it. But my job in this ministry is not to make friends. My job is to minister the gospel truth as I know it. And then God can straighten me out if I go a little bit far to the left or to the right. But he knows the intent of my heart. Brothers and sisters, I want you to open your Bible. And I pray that this word will snap and break some chains. Some of you are in trouble with God. You're in trouble with God, and it's not because of you. It's because your spouse has gotten you in trouble with God. Now, you might not like what I have to say this morning, but I pray, God, that it will be instrumental to the saving of your soul. Some of you are in trouble with God because of your man or because of your woman. Okay? Some of you are in trouble with God because of your mama and because of your daddy. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. Says that. And to you married folk, it says the sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. To you husbands, it says follow Christ and love your wife. And she will love you as you follow Christ. We got a problem. We got a problem. Too many supposed born-again Christian believers. Some of you are even following your children, and you know your children not following Christ. Some of you are being led by everything but the word of God. And the thing I do not understand is how you expect to be blessed. The mama and the daddy supposed to lead the children. I say the mama and the daddy supposed to lead the children. I've been ministering to a lot of people the past 2 weeks. And I love ministering to people because I find out what's happening in the world. Because if you come for deliverance, obviously you got the world in you. And Jesus wants the world out of you. Some of you following what somebody else said they had an experience by. And you don't want to labor in Christ Jesus and have your own. I find it amazing that whenever I have a message, that the person who really needs to hear the message is never on the timeline. One of them anyway. That's the day the devil will distract them to keep them from hearing. I'm going to repeat this. Some of you, I ain't got no names specifically, are in trouble with God because you make a decision, well, for peace sake. No. Jesus talks about for peace sake. He say that if you don't obey him, the rocks gonna cry out. The rocks. You hear me? The rocks gonna cry out. Some of you don't even understand that your spouse was put with you to be saved because your spouse came with an assignment from Satan to take you out. All of us have that kind of assignment until we get saved. Because the Bible says we're born in sin, we shaped in iniquity. Now, those of us called to be believers, I hear this so much. My blank don't want to hear about God. Or my blank only want to hear about a certain level to God. Or my blank just isn't interested. Well, brothers and sisters, the gospel that was started out preached by 12 men and is being preached all over the world. It's being preached from 2,000 plus years up to today. I'm sure they had that problem because some of them were boiled in oil for what they believed. Many of them were martyred and killed for what they believed. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to open your mouth if the anointing of God is upon you. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to be in discord. All you got to do is live full of the presence of God, and God will do the convicting. You trying to persuade them doesn't work. But if you concentrate on getting yourself so full of the presence, so immersed in God, they have to come to him. Or they will have to leave you. Now, I'm not advocating separation. I'm not advocating divorce. I'm advocating Jesus. I'm advocating you be so full, so immersed, so living in the glory that the glory comes down and out of you at the same time and brings the change that's needed upon this earth in this atmosphere. Let me tell you what kind of brought me. I've been reading this week my Bible. I read it all the time, but specifically, I can't get out of Daniel. And I've been just giving you some excerpts out of it. But I can't get out of Daniel. And then this morning, the Lord showed me a prayer that Daniel prayed. In Daniel 8, I think it was Daniel 8. Daniel had to get down Daniel 8, 26 and 27. If you go there, I want to show you two things. I'm also talking to some of the people that passed through my office this week. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, it says, "And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore, shut thou up the vision." This is the angel Gabriel talking to Daniel. "For it shall be for many days." Now, look at here. This is for all you people that say angels come to you and angels talk to you and you have a visitation from God. But I'm going to just deal with the angel first. Daniel says, verse 27, "And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days afterward." I, Daniel, fainted and was sick after Gabriel came to visit him. It says, "I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it." You see, brothers and sisters, when you have a real visitation from angels, and when you have a real visitation from God, your filthy, dirty, defiled body can't take it. And what will happen? It will appear that you get very sick. But that is one of the best purgings you will ever get from God. You see, when you come into the presence of the real anointing, when you come into the presence of God, your body, which is dirt and filth anyway, cannot take it. You can't stand in the presence of God the way you are, and you cannot leave out of the presence of God the way you came in. You will become physically ill, brothers and sisters, because God's very presence brings everything up and out of you that's not supposed to be there. That's sovereign deliverance. You'll start vomiting. You'll have diarrhea. You'll be sick and nauseous. Because God is bringing up out of you what is in you that should not be. What is in you that's basically dirty. And I needed to show this to somebody, but you need to read Daniel too. Because Gabriel said, yeah, God will send you, God will utilize angels. You can't be given angels directions or summoning them up when you want to. That is like, don't you believe them lies? Don't you believe those lies? Don't you believe those lies? Because that's saying the Bible says that God cannot even look upon sin. God calls for holiness. So if we had a point in our life where an unholy, unclean person can call up a holy angel, we all gonna bust hell wide open. Because that means that God's word is a lie. Daniel, a prophet of God, and not just this one time. Go back and read where when the angel Gabriel came after 21 days. Daniel said, I could not even stand on my feet. I couldn't even eat. Brothers and sisters, let's get real here. We're talking about God the Father, the Creator. We talk about God's angels. We're not talking about fallen angels. We're not talking about bad angels. We're talking about good angels. Of course, a bad angel can visit you and nothing will happen. Of course, a disembodied spirit manifesting as an angel can visit you and nothing will happen. Of course, a messenger of Satan can visit you and nothing will happen. But when God manifests himself in your life, when the supernatural manifestation of the Creator happens in your life, something has to give. Something has to change. You cannot remain the same. Just getting tired of people living lies and blaming God for failure to receive results. Go back and read the word. The Bible says heaven and earth will fall away, but his word will remain forever. And it also says not to change one jot and one tittle of his word. It is okay. It is okay for you to ask for angelic assistance through God. You can't command angels. If you could, why isn't the whole world redeemed? If that's the way it's supposed to work. It's just like salvation. Everybody can be saved, but everybody is not saved because salvation comes by confession and belief in the heart. You got some crazy stuff running around here. And then when it don't work, the devil used that in people's mind as an art against God. The devil used that in people's mind to cause their faith to be weakened and weakened and weakened. And eventually they don't have no faith in God's ability. But brothers and sisters, it is not God's ability. You're supposed to be in agreement with his word, his instruction manual, to us. Look, where one time in the book of Daniel did Daniel even know Gabriel was coming? He never knew. Gabriel just showed up. He just showed up. In Daniel 8:16, it said, "And I heard a man's voice." He was on the bank. And the voice said, "Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision." Was Daniel commanding Gabriel, or was God giving Gabriel instructions to instruct Daniel? It is time for you to wake up. It's time for you to wake up. So many of you take a little bit of scripture here, you go and you get this person's teaching over there, and a little bit of this person's teaching over here, and it talks about righteousness, it talks about sanctification, it talks about holiness, and you think you can skip over it. The Bible says without holiness, no man shall see God. Holiness. Righteousness. Right standing with God. Brothers and sisters, wake up. Come out of that demonic fog. And some of you are in that fog because of your spouse, because of your man, because of your woman, because of your girl. Look, come out. It's bondage. Your unbelieving spouse has you in bondage. I don't care if you don't like it. It's still the truth. And the reason they're there is to keep you in bondage, to bind up your anointing, bind up your power, make you powerless, make you weak, and make you in and ineffective for the kingdom of God. Come out. Come out of agreement with them. Rise above it, and then you can bring them up. Don't stay down there with them. Rise above them. Then you can bring them up. Long as you stay there with them, the devil is happy. Why? You're not going up, and they're not either. Brothers and sisters, this is what Daniel said when he prayed. Daniel chapter 9. Post a whole chapter up there. Get so full of the Holy Ghost, your spouse will have to run and say, God, hear me. Search me. Fix me. It is in you. It is in you what? The power and the presence of God, brothers and sisters. This is what the devil wants to abate. It is in you to raise the dead. And the first dead person that needs to be raised is the one next to you that's trying to keep you down, trying to keep you unfulfilled. Unfulfilled of what? The fullness of God. I'm going to read this prayer highlighted. Whereof the word, oh, this is Daniel. 9. Whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. And I set my face, I'm in 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. And I made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly. And have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, to all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem, as it is written in the law of Moses. All this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renown as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sin and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. He said, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touch me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter. Consider the vision. He went on to say, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand, brothers and sisters. Finish it out. Stop. Stop judging your spouse. Stop contending with them. Get yourself filled with more of the fullness of God. And when the supernatural manifestation of God in you comes in contact with the natural, that spouse, God will win. God will. God's Holy Spirit will bring conviction and subjection. I'm telling you the truth this morning. Right now, I had to tell a lady one time, every time you and your husband have sexual intercourse, you're having sex with the devil. She said, what? She said, you crazy. I said, well, no. I said, either he's a believer or an unbeliever. So you're having sex with Satan. Every time you have sex with your husband and you and he are on opposite ends of the gospel, because he's full of the devil and you having sex with the devil. But the Holy Ghost in you is big enough to overthrow and overpower the devil. So you need to be quiet and shut up and let God do it more than you. Greater is he that is in you. Stop trying to do it in the natural. Stop trying to be his or her Holy Spirit. Stop it! Get filled to overflowing with the power and the presence of God. And every spirit not of God has to come under subjection to God's own Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? They had a job to do. Their job is to bring you into the kingdom of whatever it is they, whatever. Your job is to overcome that spirit. Spirit to spirit. Let God move. But you know what? God can't move if you don't recognize the truth. A person came here for deliverance. They didn't see much manifestation. I told them they were delivered. Went home and God started purging them. They thought I was calling somebody to pray for them because they was vomiting. But to God be the glory that the person they called knew they came and knew God was purging. You see, God will purge you himself, but you got to get in his presence. It don't take nobody laying hands. It's great laying hands but you know what? God said he'll touch you with the right hand of his righteousness. He said he'll touch you. And what you think one touch from God is going to do for you? Same thing, one word, one true word from the God is supposed to change your life. God is supposed to transform you. And you're in the process, you're being prepared. Learn to shut up and let God work for you. Because if you try to do it, the devil and them going to agitate, and the devil in them going to make you the enemy, because you are the devil in him or her enemy. You are. What fellowship have light with darkness? That's what the Bible say. What fellowship have God with Belial? That's what the Bible say. You are the enemy. Jesus said, a man's foes shall be those of his own household. But Jesus said, don't worry about that. I have overcome the world. But you don't believe it. So you think you got to do something. It ain't going to work like that. When you can stand up and laugh at the devil and say, God, I got that, and not be overcome by the negativity, by the evilness, by the selfishness of the person next to you, the Holy Ghost will flow and flow and flow and flow. And when the Holy Ghost flows, whoo, remember that scripture? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. But some of you scared to let God do it. I don't know why. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm giving you a warning this morning. If you don't, you're a loser and you're going to lose big time. And what's going to be that you don't trust God for real? You can get out here and tell the whole world how much you trust God. But when it comes down to your spouse, the devil rules. Stop it. When it comes down to your kid, the devil rules. Stop it. When it comes down to your boss, the devil rules. Stop it. Win your battle in the spirit, brothers and sisters. Some of you need to take over in the spirit. And you know this crazy thing? I heard something else crazy doing some deliverance. Do not allow the devil to, if you're a woman or a man, don't allow the devil to undervalue you or devalue you. And don't allow the devil to devalue his anointing, God's anointing in you. His is counterfeit, two-bit, immature, and downright weak. I'm telling you the truth this morning. Joanna, you say you're praying in the spirit. Which way are you praying? Are you saying praying in the spirit? I don't know what you mean. So I might have to take this off if you can tell me what you mean praying in the spirit. Are you saying praying in the spirit in agreement with me? Or what are you saying? What you saying? Brothers and sisters, if you're not praying in the spirit with your whole self, you're not effective. Yes, ma'am, what? Yes, ma'am, explain yourself. Oh, all right. Because I cannot afford this morning for anybody on this chat room to not be in agreement with me. If you're not in agreement with me, just click yourself off. Because we ain't going to never be in agreement. Never. You see, brothers and sisters, if you're not going to go by the Bible, if you're not going to agree with the Word of God, we don't have any agreement, you and me. There's no agreement. If you're not going to go by God's Word is God, God's Word is the character and nature of God, God's Word is the person of Jesus Christ made flesh, and God's Word is God's own Holy Spirit manifesting through a communicable way. So, if you're not in agreement with the Bible, you and I have no agreement. You shouldn't even be on this tail line. Get off. This is a new year. I'm so happy at what God is doing. I don't have time to carry no dead weight. I told you, it takes two men to carry a dead man. And it's fruitless. And I probably do mean to hurt your feelings. Something needs to hurt to wake you up. And don't be deceived. Ain't no Jezebelic spirit in manifestation here. You see, Jesus, brothers and sisters, had a lot more women in the Bible, but it seems like everybody wanted to focus on that negative witch spirit, Jezebel. But you know what? Deborah was a judge and a leader. Phoebe was such a great intercessor that she was talked about in the New Testament by Paul to her nephew, Timothy. And I can go on and on. Not to mention the fact that it was Mary that carried the word before the word even was made into a physical manifestation. Because Mary carried the seed of the word of God. You need to repent. And the other thing. I told you, if you let that man or that woman or that boy or that girl direct your path with God, then they have become your God. And I'm going to tell you the truth about it. And you need to repent. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. He'll hate one. He was talking about mammon, the spirit of the world, which is in a human being, because it can't function outside of a body. That's why spirits need bodies. Aren't you tired of not possessing your own possessions? Aren't you tired of that? You don't have to, because you could break those chains this morning. You break them on earth, God has already broken them in heaven. And let him fill that space and occupy that space within you that he should be occupying completely. When you say completely yes to Jesus, it'll happen for you. I'm tired of praying for women called to be preachers and won't preach. Called to be teachers and won't teach. Called to be apostles and won't come forward. Called to be evangelists and won't evangelize. Called to be pastors and won't pastor. Won't you repent this morning and tell God yes? So he can fix you, and then through your fixing, your spouse, the person you love the most, will be sick. Brothers and sisters, in Luke chapter 1, verse 46, Mary, after the angel Gabriel appeared to her, understand something. You need to repent and renounce all them counterfeit manifestations, because you cannot go in the presence of God and not be changed. Brothers and sisters, this is no joke. You cannot go into the presence of God and come out the same way. So therefore, you cannot go into heaven and come back the same way. My goodness, you cannot go in the presence of Jesus full of cancer and come out full of cancer. It don't work. It don't work. Wake up. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord my God. My soul. My soul does magnify the Lord God, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. That word from that angel changed her. Wake up. Wake up. Repent. Repent.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, when Jesus came to John the Baptist, and John the Baptist had said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And Jesus told John to baptize him. The Bible says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And when Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were opened unto him. And John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." When Jesus went through the transfiguration at the top of the mountain, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, hear him." Hear him. Hear him. Brothers and sisters, please understand this. Whenever you go into the presence of where God is, something is going to be changed, and changed towards God, not away from God. Because everything of God points to Jesus. You hear me?
love, I'll say I'm following you. People ask, where does my story end? I'll say it starts with you. I know you want my heart, my bruises and my scars. I'm coming as I am. I know you want my heart, my bruises and my scars. I'm coming as I am, the only way I can. I can't forget from where I'm from and what my heart's been rescued from. Yeah, when they ask me who, I owe my whole life to, I point to you.